Okay, so we are on Samach. Tzani Aleph, I'm a base. Let's just go back to the last story that we told. If you look, the story begins Hahu Gavra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9 lines in the bottom, Hahu Gavra. First one line is Suke Salkuva. Yes, you're right. So the story goes as follows. Hahu Gavra de Zavna Luxubasa de Ime, but Tuvasana, right? This guy sold his mother's ksuba betuva sana, meaning she's alive, she had the ksuba, but he sells the benefit of the ksuba to somebody else, so that in theory, if his mother would pass away and then he would get the ksuba, so then he would transfer that, the option, the ability to collect it, he would transfer that to the other person who bought it from him. So but if my mother is upset about it, I'm not gonna back you. You're gonna lose out, basically. So Shchiva Ime, his mother actually passed away. Velo Ir Ara, right? And no one came to attack the guy. But Asa Ihu become Ara. But the son himself came and said, no, actually, I want it back. Savar Rabbi Maryam Bracham Lameimar Ihu B'Makam Ime Kai, and Rabbi Bracham wanted to say, yeah, he comes and B'Makam his mother, and he's allowed to take it back, basically. So Am Le Rava Nihida Achrayas Dida Lo Kabel Lo Kibel Le Achrayas Dide Mi Lo Kabel. So Rava says, yeah, that's true. That's in terms of her Achrayas. He didn't accept her Achrayas in the sense that he doesn't have to pay him. The person who purchased the ksuba. So he doesn't have to be able to collect. The son can come in and say, look, that I changed my mind, and that's the ksuba, because at the end of the day, he told the guy from the beginning, I'm not backing you. But nevertheless, he should still have to pay him back. That's actually, it sounds like that's how he passes at the end. That at the end of the day, the person who purchased it doesn't get to collect the ksuba, but the person who sold it to him, who sold the ksuba to Fasana, he still has to pay the buyer the money back that he used to purchase that ksuba. Fine. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Merchama. So now Rabbi Merchama is giving us another halacha. Reuven Shemachar Sada LeShimon Shelo Bachrayas. So what happens? So Reuven sells a field to Shimon without Achrayas, meaning he says, Rashi says, Machal LeShimon. Sorry, Shalom Bachrayas, 3 lines in the bottom, Rashi, 3 lines in the bottom there. Kol mi shitrefenu miyadcha afila bedin lo achze lecha samos. Right? He says, if someone's going to go collect it from you, so I'm not going, meaning basically Reuven saying, I'm selling you the field. I owe some people money, right? And if they come and you want to collect, my debt from you, I'm not paying you back. Okay, so presumably if you sell it like that, you sell it for less money, right? Presumably, but the point is that he sells it shalom b'achrayas, right? He explicitly states that he will not, if they come collect it. They can still come collect it from Shimon because Reuven owes the money. But Reuven says, "I'm not gonna pay you back if that happens." Fine. And then what happens? For us, Shimon, u'machal Reuven b'achrayas, and then Shimon goes and sells Reuven his same field back, but he sells the b'achrayas. Okay, meaning that now that Shimon has sold it back to Reuven, if someone comes to collect from Shimon, right, and they want to go take the field from Reuven, so then Shimon agrees to pay Reuven the fact that Shimon someone collected Shimon's debt from Reuven, basically. Fine. So if Asa Baal Chov to Reuven, and then what happens? And one of the Baal Chovs of Reuven comes v'katarif le'mine, and now he comes to collect. Okay, so Shimon. So again, so Reuven sold the field to Shimon without Achrayas. Shimon sells it back to Reuven with Achrayas. And now the Baal Chov of Reuven comes to collect it from Reuven, because Reuven's the one who has the field now, right? So look at Rashi. But also Baal Chov of Reuven, Shahayestaro Kovdam LeMachir Rabbi Shona, right? Shemachar Reuven LeShimon, right? So meaning the guy owes Reuven and owed this guy money before any of the sales, right? So Reuven knew that guy was near whatever $10,000, and had sold it to Shimon without Achrayas, right? So he had said to Shimon, if this guy comes to collect from me, I'm not paying you back for the field. but you've got to be able to take the field from Shimon. And then Shimon sells that field back to Reuben, saying, if someone comes to collect from me, I'll taka pay you back for the field. Okay? So now the guy comes and tries, and so Reuben's original Balchov, the guy who Reuben owes money to, comes to collect the field from Reuben. Right? Okay, so look at Rashi continues. So the guy was Shayastrawa Kodan Mechira Rishona, Shemachar Reuben Lishimon. His chiyuv, the chov was before Reuven had made any sell at all. Vilu ba umatza biyad Shimon, if he would have come and found the field in Shimon's hands, hachanami havatarfla, right? He would have collected it from Shimon, right? Because when the initial sale was made, Reuven sold to Shimon, this guy was, you know, owed money by Reuven. So if he would have come to collect the field, he would have collected it from Shimon, and would Reuven have had to pay him back? No, because Reuven specifically said he wasn't going to, right? Okay, so the guy comes. And then what happened? That same field, Reuven sold to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it back to Reuven, right? And Reuven said, and Shimon said, and if someone comes to collect from me, Reuven, I'll pay you back. So now the guy comes to collect from Reuven, right? Takes the field. So what happens? V'katar flemine. So the Gemara continues. Dinahu de azol Shimon umafsilei. So what should happen? Shimon actually should have to pay back Reuven for the fact that Reuven lost his field to his own Bachov. Okay? Rashi says, Dina hu da'azo Shimon b'mafsilei, k'shem she'ilu machra Shimon zele ish acher b'achrayas. What would have happened if Shimon would have sold the field to Levi? Right? And he would have sold it b'achrayas. Right? Uba Bachov de Reuven v'torfa, and he would have, and the Bachov Reuven would have come to collect. Haya Shimon mafseo. Right? Shimon would have to pay him back. Right? Meaning, if Shimon bought the field from Reuven, right, and it was shalom b'achrayas, right, but Reuven's Balchov can still collect it from Shimon. He's allowed to, and then Shimon went ahead and sold the field to Levi before the Balchov ever showed up, right? And now, and presumably he sells it to Shimon, and he sells it to Shimon, and Shimon sells the field to Levi with achrayas. He takes that responsibility, and this guy would go collect from Levi, who would have to pay. Shimon would have to pay. Right? That's what you have to do because he took that responsibility when he sold it to Levi. Happens to be Levi is Reuven again. Right? In this case, he's the same guy who originally owned it. But if it wouldn't have been Reuven, it would have just been any other person, Shimon for sure would have had to pay him. So same thing, says Rabbi Bar Chama, in this case, Shimon actually has to pay Reuven back for his own field. Which is, by the way, everything was on like, you know, above board. They basically discussed this, not they didn't discuss the explicit case, but Reuven said, I'm not paying you back if it gets taken from you. And he sold it back to Reuven and said, I am going to pay for it if it gets taken from you. Right? Fine. Okay. Fine. So Amalei Rav. So Rav is not like this. Amalei Rav. Nihida achrayas ta amba kabbalalei achrayas ta nafshei mi kabbalalei. Right? This was kind of an extension of the previous, of like the next case after the one we just saw. Right? So Rav says, wait a second. I understand. So I understand Shimon took achrayas in general, right? But he didn't take achrayas for Reuven's own chov, right? Rashi says, "Need achrayas to Amma kola orim aleha shalom machmas Reuven kibla le Shimon." Shimon says, "I got achrayas." Means what? If anybody comes to collect for me, right, from something that I did, any other person would come to collect. So fine, that I understand. But achrayas to nafshei irur haba lo machmas atzmo. Right? Meaning, but Shimon didn't have in mind, Rava argues, you know, having to pay for Reuven's own chov. And that much, Rava says, you can't go that far. And therefore, even though if Shimon would have sold it to Levi, Shimon would have had to pay. If Shimon sells it back to Reuven, the Balchov is Reuven's own Balchov, you can't be that you can make Shimon pay Reuven back for the collection of his own field from himself. And that we're not going to say. However, umode Rava beRuven sheyaresh sade miYakov umachra leShimon shelo b'achrayas veAsa Shimon umachra Reuven b'achrayas veAsa Bachov de Yaakov v'katar flemine dinahu deAzo Shimon umafsil emine. So, what's the case here? It's basically the same exact case. The only difference is where did Reuven get the field from, right? So, in this case, in our first case, Reuven, we don't know where Reuven got the field from. It was Reuven's own field, right? Here, what happens? Reuven was the Yoresh of Yaakov, right? So let's say Yaakov was his father, let's say, for example. And by the way, Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. So what happens? So Reuven gets the Yerusha. and Yerusha gets a field from Yaakov, right? And then he sells that same field to Shimon Shelo Bachrayas, right? And then Shimon comes and sells it back to Reuven with Achrayas. So that part's the same. And then what happens? And then the Bachov is who? The person who's owed money is not Reuven's Bachov. It's Yaakov's Bachov, right? So the Achrayas, right, in a certain sense, is not Reuven's either. It's not someone who Reuven owes. Again, Reuven has to pay because Yorshim have to pay a chov of the person that they Yorish from, right? So, for example, the Yisomim have, we're going to see in a second, the Yisomim have to pay a chov that their father had, for example. So here, v'asa b'alchov de Yaakov v'katar flemine. So now it's a b'alchov of Yaakov, not Reuven, who comes and collects. In that case, dinahuda azo Shimon u'mafsemim. So then Shimon has to go ahead and pay Reuven, just like if he'd have to pay back, you know, Levi, we had said before, some other random person. Why? Because what's the reason? My time, b'alchov de Yaakov k'b'alchov de Amadami. Because Yaakov, the b'alchov of Yaakov is like some random b'alchov. But the whole concern was that, the whole argument of Rava was, when Shimon sells Reuven his field back, he doesn't have mind the achrayas of Reuven's own chiyuvim. And that much he's not responsible for. But in this case, it's not really Reuven's chov. Reuven hadn't lent the money to anybody. His father had, or his uncle had, or whoever it was that he yarish from, that's the person who had done that. So that's why in that case, he holds that he's not on the hook in that scenario. Fine. Let's do one more case. Amar Rami Bar Chama again. Reuven Shemachar Sada to Shimon Bachrayas. Reuven sells the field to Shimon. Again, this time he sells it with Achrayas when he sells it. Vizakav Alav B'milveh. And he doesn't collect the money. He rather says, the field cost, whatever, $50,000. He says, instead of, you know, you don't have to pay me, you'll take a $50,000 loan. Right? He sells it with him. You know, he gives him a loan. So he doesn't have to pay right away. So he sells the field to him. But Zakav Lav Milveh, it's now fine. So Reuven sells it to Shimon, and Shimon owes Reuven now $50,000. Fine. And then what happens? Umeis Reuven. So now Reuven dies. Va'asa Bachov de Reuven, the Katar Flame Shimon. And now Reuven's Bachov comes and collects the field from Shimon, like he's allowed to do. Ufayse Bezuze. And Shimon, instead of giving him the field, what does he do? He pays him off with cash. Dinahu the Armile B'nai Reuven. So now the Yorshim can say what? Anan metatale shavik avun gabech umetatale de yasme le bachov lo mishtabne. So what can they say? They can say to Shimon. Shimon's to say, look, I paid my debt. Right? I paid the money off. They're gonna say, no, you didn't. What should you have done? You should have given the field, right? Because the field is meshubad, right? The field already. You're right. If you go collect that, so that was meshubad to you. But our you know the money is not. So you went ahead and you paid off the money, right? But you still owe us the field, right? And therefore they can say even though you paid off the guy who came to collect, the field still belongs to us. So Amar Rava. So Rava says ipikeach idach. If Shimon was smart, migbe lahu nialayu ara. What should Shimon have done? He should have collected land from them, right? And then he could have collected the money. Right? Rav Nachman, the Amr of Nachman, Amarav Barahuva Barvua, Yosom Shigavu Karka Bachovasavian, Bachov Khoza Vigovio Samian. So it means the Bachov, the person who's collecting, he should have made sure to take the land, and then he could have and then he paid the money afterwards. We'll come back, we'll explain this last case when we pick up tomorrow. Okay.